4-7 with the Grease Man here. It's a beautiful day, and you know what that means. While we're enjoying the beautiful scenery and the view, there are people that are cowering at the sight of the sunshine. Because when the weather's nice this week, it means a bunch of people in D.C. will be evicted. Even as we sit in our palatial townhomes, our reconstructed DuPont Circle grottos, our apartment complex is in Waldorf. Cozy and content, ready to face another day's drudgery. The only thing we have to worry about is whether or not we burn the toast. Today, there are 66 families cowering like Dracula in front of the sun. Because thousands of people are going to be evicted this week, the federal marshals have decided that this is going to be eviction week. And as long as there's less than a 50% chance of rain, that means they are out in the street. Admittedly, they haven't paid their rent in a while, but can you picture what it must be like? Can you picture what it must be like as they sit there in their sparsely furnished homes? Suddenly there's a knock on the door. Federal marshal, open up. By the order of the court, I order you people out. And then the marshals, while the family watches and the children, the little children stare.
Daddy, Daddy, why don't you stop them?
I can't, son. I can't.
And they move every stick of furniture out and padlock that door. And there's the family on the street.
On the street!
Father and son trying to figure out what actually happened.
That hunky must be messy. Got to be running coal upside down his head, you know?
Hey, home, I can dig it. No, he ain't gonna lay no more big wrap up on you, man.
But even though they try to rationalize that they'll make it, they're still without a home.
Just imagine, can you imagine that for 1 second? To be padding around your house the next minute, and then all of a sudden, big strapping men come in and move all your worldly goods outside as you hurriedly pull your jeans on. They padlock your door, and that's it. You have no home, no place to go. Maggots on the street going through your dresser drawers. I mean, your dresser sitting out on the street. Your bric-a-brac strewn. Your dental floss lying on a fire hydrant. I mean, it's legal. They went through due process. But you tell that little kid sucking on that lollipop that he's the victim of due process.
So I just want you to feel a little compassion, that's all. A little empathy. No, I'm not suggesting you drive downtown and take in the homeless. I just want you to know, as you look at the splendor of the day today, as you feel the joy we feel here in the nation's capital, as springtime bursts with all its glory, that there are some people for whom springtime has no hope, no promise. For springtime means the beginning of the end. Sorry. I didn't intend to be maudlin this morning, but the tragic plight of the homeless hits me pretty hard. Maybe if I take a phone call, I can cheer up a little bit. Hello, 101, you're on the air.
Hi, Grease. This is Sarah from Bauman Rentals.
Oh, yeah, the company that handles all my investment properties. How you doing?
I'm just fine, but we have a little problem with your unit over on 11th Street Southeast.
What's the matter with it?
The people that are renting there have not paid in 3 months.
What? You throw their sorry asses out!
You think he's crazy? You ought to see his mama.
Out of the street,
he's the Grease Man. DC 101.
One there.